Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by 2022 Marion County Fair Queen, Ashley Curdy, as we talk about her being crowned the Fair Queen and also what's next for her.
And Ashley, I appreciate you taking time out. We talked right after you were crowned the Fair Queen. And now that you've had kind of a little bit of time to for all that to settle and compress, how are you feeling after being named the Fair Queen?
It is definitely still very exciting. I have talked to so many people already, and everybody's so happy for me, and it's so great to just be able to talk to my community and everybody be happy for me, because I'm so happy myself that I'm just like, it's still so unreal to me, even though it happened like 2 days ago. I'm just still so excited about the upcoming year and what I can do.
Well, just kind of talk about the rest of the week, and then you were crowned on Saturday afternoon. What was the rest of the weekend like for you then?
I just kind of took it all in. I went back home and I saw my sash and crown and I couldn't believe it. I was like, I actually just did that, because in the moment it was like, I was in shock, I guess. But yeah, the rest of the weekend was pretty chill. I kind of just talked to Ella a little bit. We're planning to get coffee sometime so she can tell me what to expect. So I'm excited about that. I talked to Deanna a little bit just about upcoming plans and everything, so.
Just kind of talk about how important that is to talk to the previous Fair Queen so she can kind of give you some insight on what's in store for you for the next year.
Yeah, it's really important for me to be able to talk to Ella, and she's super sweet and super kind. And so yeah, to get to talk to her, to just know what to expect, because it can be a little overwhelming to just have to do everything at the fair, just so I know what to expect. It's really important for me to just be able to talk to her, and she's super sweet and kind about it and very helping so far. So,
well, just kind of talk about leading into the contest and everything this past Saturday. Was there anything you did to prepare for it? Were you kind of knowing what they were going to ask you? Just kind of talk about leading into what you did.
Yeah, so to prepare for the contest, I talked to two other Marion County previous fair queens, Megan Moore and Michaela McGill, so I had a little bit of an idea of what was going on. So they gave me some really great advice going in. I kind of looked up basic interview questions just to prepare myself for the interviews that I would be going through, and I just like would think of answers in my head, or I'd have my mom randomly ask me a question, or I'd have my friends randomly ask me a question, so I could think of something on the spot. Because that's part of interviewing, you just have to like think of an answer right there. So that's definitely something that I did to prepare. And I just talking to different people about different things, to what to expect, was a major part of me preparing.
You said this, you told me that this was something that you'd been looking forward to for a long time. And the thing that really stood out to me was that you wanted to kind of be that person to set an example for younger girls. Kind of talk about how important that is for you.
That's really important to me, because as a young girl, I grew up at the county fair. I've been in 4-H since I was in fourth grade. And even before that, I was just around the county fair every year. It's been a big part of my life. So I've always looked up to the Fair Queen and seen her as such a role model, as somebody that I've always wanted to be. So being able to be that person for other little girls and being able to be the person that they look up to is a major, major thing for me, because it's always been a big goal for me to be that person.
Well, I definitely know you already have one fan of my daughter. She, like I told you, she leaned over to me and said, "I hope she wins." So she was really happy for you afterwards. So definitely, you've made an impact on one girl already. So just kind of talk about what's next for you now when it comes to being the Fair Queen. Then just kind of getting ready, obviously, for the county fair, but also then representing Marion County at the state fair as well.
Yeah, so I'll have to do a few different things. I'll definitely talk to Michaela and Megan a little more in detail. And my cousin was a Fair Queen at a different county, so I'll talk to her a little bit about her experience at State Fair Queen. So I'll definitely prepare a lot for State Fair Queen and what to expect there, because I know it's a lot more intimidating probably than Marion County Fair Queen, because I know it's over the span of multiple days instead of just one. So I'm very excited to be able to represent our county at such a big event. And then fair, I'm just looking forward to it. Like, I have to like plan out my schedule and like get everything together, but I'm just excited to be there.
Well, Ashley, I appreciate you taking time out. Again, congratulations on winning, and I certainly do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks to Ashley Kearney for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.